that aspect, but there's more. There's so much more. And the main aspect of repentance is exactly what the word means in Greek, metanoia. Go beyond the mind you have. That's Bishop Barron's good insight. I've shared it with you many a time over the years. Go beyond the mind you have. Because this, friends, sin is always constricting. It always is. It's never joyful. So repenting from our sins expands our lives, and that's where the joy enters. So repentance is not this joyful, dreadful thing. Did I say that right? No, I said that wrong. It is not this joyless, dreadful thing. It is this joyful, fulsome reality where we're expanding, we're growing, we're getting larger, our hearts expand, our capacity to receive God expands, our capacity to love expands, our ability to be truly free expands and grows to the extent that we repent. And what are we expanding toward? Not just a moral goodness, not just to be greater, more ethical people. We're expanding and going beyond the mind we have so that we can meet this great God who comes to us. See, Jesus is always the one moving. The incarnation is the movement of God toward us. Christianity is not this journey of us toward God who waits for us and who says, "How the heck did it take you so long to get here?" God comes to us. It's precisely what we're preparing for in Advent. It's precisely what Christianity is about. He moves to us as the Savior and the healer. And that's the great readings we have for tonight. Jesus comes to heal the lame, the deformed, the mute, the blind. Healing, Pope Benedict said, is the central message of the gospel. Jesus comes as healer. And he comes precisely in our brokenness, precisely where we're most deformed, lame, blind, where we cannot move on our own. Jesus comes, and he comes right to us there. And he brings his great healing power. He's not just about healing those things. Isaiah, it's the book of Advent. It would be a great spiritual practice to read the whole book of Isaiah during Advent if you want to focus on one particular book of the Scriptures. And this is the great 25th chapter. The mountain of the Lord. It's a constant theme in Isaiah. The people of God are called to go up the mountain of the Lord because that is where they meet the Lord himself. And what happens on this mountain? Well, people are fed. Rich, juicy, choice foods, wonderful wine. Those images are powerful. They come back, of course, in the Mass, right? People are fed, but there's something more, and this is the something more. This is why Jesus came, and it's why we need to repent, because we have such a narrow understanding of him and his power. Remember, repentance, go beyond the mind you have. Expand. Here's why Jesus came. On that mountain, he will destroy the veil that veils all peoples, the web that is woven over all nations. He will destroy death forever. That's who we're preparing to meet. The one who will destroy death in all its forms. But most pursuant to us right now, the spiritual death of sin. He wants to destroy that. He wants to take away the veil that is woven over all nations, all people, every one of us here in this chapel tonight. He came to address that and to address it head on by his power. And if you pay attention to the opening prayers the next few days in the first week of Advent, they all speak of the power of God. Stir up, O Lord, your mighty power. Jesus is powerful. He is mighty to save. He wants to save you and save me. And yes, that happens at the end of our life, but it is meant to happen right now. And for that, we need repentance. We turn away from sin. We turn away from its consequence, death. We open our minds. We expand our hearts to receive the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that he has come, he will come, but more importantly, he is coming right now into your life, into mine, to set us free so we can really and truly live. The only way for us to do that is to offer what we have to him. And there is the great lesson of the gospel. All these people, Jesus doesn't want to just heal, he wants to feed. He wants to satisfy them. We don't have enough for this. We can't provide anything for them. What do you have? 7 loaves. Bring them here. And then, if you know anything about the Mass, you know how much this is prefiguring what the Eucharist will be. Jesus took the bread, said the blessing, broke the bread. Sound familiar? And then he gives them more than what they could handle. That small amount of offering, God maximizes. That's what the church has always done, brought small things and let God maximize. Tonight we bring bread and wine, and God will maximize it. His very body, his blood, his soul, his divinity, his whole self given. Spiritual move for you all is to bring what you have. You might feel, I don't have 7 loaves. It's the end of the semester. I'm exhausted. If all you have is 7 crumbs, bring your 7 crumbs. And you put it at the altar. Put it at the foot of the Lord. You say, here's what I have. This is all I have. And then God, who is never outdone in generosity, will maximize. That's the call. And that's another thing to repent of, to the desire to just keep things to ourselves, including our own lives. This is all I have. I've got to protect it. No, be generous. Give it to the Lord. It's not very good. Give it to the Lord. Watch what he can do with it. It's not enough. Give it to the Lord. Watch what he can do with it. It's not anything important. Give it to the Lord. Watch what he can do with it. Because he will always receive that gift. So don't sit back and hold back. Give, give, give. Give to him who gives everything to you. He will never be outdone in generosity. And if we allow that to happen, if we do that, if we make that move with courage, with determination, with great intentionality, then the gift that you receive will be one of life, life to the full. The web that is woven over all the nations will be destroyed. Death will be destroyed in you. And you will be alive in Jesus Christ. And then you will bring others to life in Jesus Christ by your witness, by your love for them. That's the opportunity tonight. Let's don't have small minds. Let's not think small here. Let's repent. Let's go beyond the mind we have this Advent season and let the Lord in all his power enter our lives fully.